show.
They're great.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I have talked to the heads of almost every single one of these firms in the last 72 hours, and he has no idea what it's like out there. None! And Bill Poole has no idea what it's like out there. My people have been in this game for 25 years, and they are losing their jobs, and these firms are going to go out of business, and he's nuts! They're nuts! They know nothing!
Yeah!
Okay.
Wow. Show.
The hell is that?
There is a vulgar element involved with the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah! Yeah, hello.
Hello, it's me.
That on the tape was that guy, Jim Cramer, right?
Yeah. Yep, the guy from MSNBC.
Jim Cramer.
And he, I don't even know what he's mad about, but he's
housing market.
Really mad. Yeah. And,
he's mad at the Fed.
And he was, you know who he looks just like?
Ooh.
Charlie Stossel.
Stop it.
No, not even close.
Charlie Stossel with AIDS.
Don, we agreed. Never mind.
Charlie Stossel with a little more testosterone.
But, yeah, he was, they had him on in the first 20 minutes of the Today Show.
Did you see him cowed, how he had been completely cowed?
Yes.
Because the bosses had gone to him and said, you know, a lot of people in financial markets watch you, and if you keep doing this, you're going to cause a panic. He said, but he's totally mellow. It was so obvious that the guy had been disciplined that they'd said to him, hey, listen, man, you know, have like a whiskey before you go on the air.
I am no investor by any stretch of the imagination. Who would really make a financial move based on some putz who's on the Today Show rolling up his sleeves and screaming at you?
The emotional people that don't put any thought into it, you know. But unfortunately, the emotion is what drives the market, and you've got this guy out there that is screaming at the top of his lungs. And I think what he was pushing for was he wants the Fed to lower interest rates because he thinks that this housing decline is the key to the whole economy. So he was on there, but he was like trying. You know when a guy's gone completely out of his mind, and then he's being Mr. Mellow and trying so hard, and it's so anti-type for him. And he's talking to Matt Lauer today, going, "Well, I think that
he's under control and he's not always crazy screaming like, madman."
Because somebody called him into the office and said, "What are you doing?"
Kramer. How much you want to bet every single one of these calls is still a junior call?
I'm not going to bet you because I know it's true.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, even though we're done with that topic now. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike. Hi.
Hey, I got Raymond J. Johnson Jr.
See, now the real, you want to know, this is you know what I can equate this with? This is when I clean every month now. Yeah. I clean my fish tank. All right. And at first, when you clean the fish tank, you go to the top of it and you get the kind of the loose granular stuff.
Yeah.
Then the second layer is a little thicker. But if you push it all the way down to the bottom where all the rocks are and you stir it up, you get the fish poop and the uneaten food and everything, and it comes up in a big giant cloud of gook.
I know what these people are as well. I have a story for them as well.
Mm-hmm.
When you're having a party and it gets to be about 1:30 in the morning, there's just like that one guy who won't leave, and you hear the doorbell. And it's that guy, this guy showing up.
Right.
Late to the party.
Sure.
He's not bringing any food.
No.
He's not bringing any beer. He just shows up and goes,
"Hey, how are you?" And meanwhile, you're in the kitchen, you know, putting things in the sink. "Hey, how are you? Oh, I guess I'm late." And he knows he's late, and he knows there's nobody there.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
McDonald's, Hardee's, Carl's Jr.
Not a good presentation, and it's because he was late.
Carl's Jr. is not bad.
Carl's Jr. would have been okay if he went, "Carl's Jr.
Hamburger," or whatever. Hello, Don at Mike Show.
Dale Earnhardt.
See, they had it.
No.
No, you're starting to ruin it.
And if you're going on the hamburger kick, you have to go Whopper Jr.
And if you're going to spell ruin, make sure you spell it the internet way. R-O-O-N.
Yes, ruin.
Don't ruin everything for me.
Ruin.
You're my BFF. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, this one's for Mike.
Yes, go ahead.
It's a baseball one. Ken Griffey.
There you go. That's for you, Mike, in case you didn't hear me say it 20 minutes earlier.
Yes. I did. God
thank you,
it.
Tools.
That's it. Ruining our fun.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Welcome to the segment we call Late to the Party.
Freddie Prinze.
Oh, all right.
My God.
And it's the late callers, too. I mean, the people that waited all the way because, hey, I've got one, too.
You know, we did it for 20 minutes.
Right.
And then we took our 10-minute commercial break.
That's correct.
So these are people that have waited a half an hour now to pile on with stuff that's already been piled on, generally
yeah, right.
speaking.
The guy that shows up at the party and the crap that's at the bottom of a fish tank.
Because at the Don and Mike Show, we care about our customers.
That's right. Welcome to Ruining the Bit.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Late to the party.
The Reverend Al Sharpton Jr.
But here's the salvation with this particular thing we're doing. Even with all the bad people that are calling, the evil, horrible, satanic people that are calling, that are calling with those repeats, when you get a good one,
yeah.
it's a pleasure because nobody has thought of it on the show.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Max Beck.
Excellent.
Alfonso.
That's the reward.
Yeah. Schofield.
You play that one, it's the reward.
Yeah. Junior, yeah. your father.
That's wow. when you get to take the claw and go see if you can pick a prize out of the Dynamite prize bin. A nice plushy toy.
You know, now I'm thinking we should have rated them from the very beginning. That was definitely a top fiver right there.
That's a top three.
Max Baer Jr.
Where is that tape, Rob? Where is that celebrity burp tape?
I'll have to go find it. I just thought, but he made me think of another one.
What?
Alan. Hale, Jr.
The skipper.
Was he
skipper.
A junior?
Yes, he was. His father was Alan Hale.
I didn't know him as Alan Hale, Jr. Did you, Mike?
No, one did.
No, I'm afraid that has got to be vetoed.
That, but he spilled wine on you.
He was never known as
yes!
Alan Hale, Jr.
But when I believe it was on the credits of Gilligan's Island.
That's not the same thing that you have to be known as in your celebrity name, like Sammy Davis, Jr. You know,
then I withdraw it.
I'm not the expert of this crap you are, but I'm picturing the beginning to Gilligan's Island. I don't think it said Alan Hale, Jr.
And don't you think it's about time we move off this and we move on to something like Clarence Williams the III?
No.
Junior.
I'm so sorry.
No. Hello.
Max Baer.
Oh, God, come on.
Are you kidding me? We just had that.
Sacramento, I believe.
What?
I believe he's from Sacramento, too.
Get out of here.
So are you.
Stop it. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello, Harry Connick.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Junior.
Boy, you know, it's tough to get a real standing ovation when you've had a Max Baer Jr.
Yeah.
Jethro Bodine.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Ed Begley Jr.
Wow! That's
good. That is great.
We are getting killed on this by all the late to the party people. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you know, it was really a nice touch when you sang Paul Tuttle.
Oh, God. Come on.
Reruns again.
You know, here's the thing about this, what's happening here. In order to be calling in with the juniors, people will have had to have listened to the previous segment.
You'd think.
Because otherwise they wouldn't process the fact. I mean, I would say the bulk of these people have actually had the radio on while we were doing the full 20 minutes.
Mike, as always, I'm going to give the listeners the benefit of the
That's you.
Excuse me. I'm
you want some more Slim Fast?
I'm allergic to this. I'm allergic to you people. I'm going to assume... Oh, no, there's no way that they couldn't have heard that before.
Come on, slam them like I'm slamming
them. Come on!
And they're all from Northern California.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Martin Luther King Jr.
I'll give him that one.
Did we miss that one?
Yeah we did.
We missed that one.
Wow.
You know why? Because he's a three-named junior.
Yes, that's right, a three-named junior. A three-named junior.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It could be a song title.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
John Quincy Adams.
What the hell are you doing?
He was a junior.
You're a stupid bimbo. I mean, oh, my
God. That laugh is nasty.
Listen to that.
You have to sing the junior.
Very nice, that risotto. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Where's your broom? You got to fly away on it.
Baby.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up.
This lady is... Listen to this laugh. The lady's surrounded by flying monkeys.
It doesn't love this lady.
She's joking.
Man, are you a good witch or a bad witch?
I'm a good witch.
Put really. Something in that mouth, honey.
I really would like... It's been a long time.
Look at the size of his unit.
It's been a long
Guess
time.
How big it is. It's the size of a stick of butter.
Oh, now there she
How
goes.
Long has it been, sweetie?
Oh, too long. Really?
Would you like a delivery of some man meat?
Yes, please.
Wow. Would I be
express when it absolutely positively has to be here overnight?
Could I be so bold as to ask how old ye are?
I am ye 46.
46.
That's a good age. Wrong with that, honey.
Handsome 46-year-old woman.
You take care of yourself?
Yes.
Really? How do you do that?
Leave nothing out.
I don't know why I'm all worked up.
What about the vagina?
It was the Michelle Pfeiffer tape that Don played earlier. That's what got me going.
All right, honey. Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye.
Have a good day. Call anytime.
She was fun.
Bye-bye. Listen to her. My God, does she need some penicillin.
Listen to her.
My boobies are just heavy as hell.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. You take care.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
White Coffee Pot Junior.
This could be the end. You know, quite often it's a real left-hand turn that ends the bit abruptly. Yeah.
Do you understand what he was trying to do?
Not a word.
I have no clue. Please explain what you were trying to do.
White Coffee Pot Junior?
Yeah. What is that?
It's a Baltimore tradition. It's an old chain of restaurants in Baltimore.
White Coffee Pot Junior.
Where'd Boy go? Hey, Boy.
You mean are they any of the restaurants in existence now?
Robbie.
No.
Hey, Robbie Boy. Robbie
they went
Bobby.
Out of business in about.
Robbie Boy. Robbie Bobby.
Johnny Boy.
Find Amazing Grace right there.
He's right.
Find Amazing Grace. Thank you.
Amazing Grace.
Goodbye, juniors.
Yep, it's over.
How sweet.
It's been nice.
Time to send it on its way. Yes, it's time for its Viking funeral as we send the ship out to sea and light it afire. Look at that. Look at that. It's got Junior on the side of the boat.
And like Keith Richards, later we will take the remains and snort them.
Yes, just so we can keep this wonderful gimmick that's been going for the better part of the last 45 minutes in our bodies. To slowly be metabolized and then later on shared with the environment.
I'm found.
Goodbye, Junior Game.
Was blind, but now.
This guy was a loser on American Idol.
I see.
Should have been a winner. Those judges don't know what they're talking about.
Who he?
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Lon Chaney Jr.
It will not die. You could not have tried to kill it any more effectively.
We just had an exorcism for it.
I mean, a Viking funeral, you played Amazing Grace. And he calls with a fresh one.
You did the fish thing.
Mm-hmm.
I did the other thing. Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing?
Okay.
How you doing? I'm disappointed. I actually had a decent baseball one, but, you know, like I said 2 weeks ago, I got too much respect for the show to continue this.
Isn't that nice?
Thank you, my friend.
Boy, that's refreshing.
Oh,
was it Griffey or Ripken?
No, it was Gary Matthews Jr.
That's not thick enough, is it, Mike?
No, it's not.
But
no.
Don't you, like me, appreciate this young man's
original effort?
He's very aware of what we're doing here, and he's not breaking any rules. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bethesda, Maryland.
Season?
I've listened to you guys since I was 8 years old. And when my parents got divorced recently, they cited me listening in my dad's car to Don and Mike. My mom said that as an early sign, my dad was a terrible parent.
Really?
She was right.
Yeah. It was great. And, I, and right. I'm very happy I did.
Courts accept that.
So he listened to us and she didn't?
Oh, she did.
So she did too, but does that mean she was because she said that about us, does that mean she was the working parent?
No, they both worked.
Oh, okay.
So what happened there, son?
Oh, well, you know, they fought a lot, and they had very little sex, and ultimately it doesn't work well.
That's true.
And are you siding with any particular parent, or do you have equal quan for both of them?
I have a lot of quan for everybody.
You know that that's the recipe for most marriages.
That's true.
That's how it works out.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm expecting that to happen to myself. I'm preparing for it now.
Good for you.
It's the jelly bean theory.
Do you smoke pot?
You know, very slightly, but
yeah, but you do, don't you?
A little bit.
Yeah, I can spot it a mile away.
Oh, come on! I'm not smoking it now.
You know, since you got that dagger, you've been really able to find the bad in people a lot easier.
Your Nazi knife.
I brought it forward, didn't I?
I mean, really? Can you imagine in the day in any totalitarian state where they had a police system like the SS or something like that?
Right.
Imagine Old Thunder coming up the stairs.
And you know what? The Nazis were all made up of guys like Rob, too. Mm-hmm. Guys that were all talk and right. no action, except yep. when they wore those black outfits and there was 100 of them mm-hmm. against one struggling person.
Yeah, if there were 100 of the guys, the guards would come in, and then Rob would step to the front and then begin this inquisition.
I think you're labeling me wrong. I've always pictured me, would I have been back then, a more friendly Nazi like Schultz.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe bumbling. Do you think
would you have played it both ways? Would you have played it United States
I got to read the
Germany?
Situation, Don. I got to read it.
But you there's know. No doubt that LeBeau would have been able to get over on you with just a piece of strudel.
Absolutely.
I mean, kidding? Really, that would have worked. It would have been, you know, modify it to a Krispy Kreme donut.
Well, I'd love to get that coat, mm-hmm. that Doc. Big blue Schultz coat.
Todd and Mike show, hello.
Me and John hello. Banner.
Christmas is just around the corner.
Someday.
Hey, what's up? How are you?
Dick Smothers. Junior, Yo-Yo Man is your uncle.
Well, I do remember that the Smothers Brothers...
Was Dick Smothers a junior?
They did something annoying about yo-yos that pissed us off.
Dick Smothers Jr. is he's estranged from Dick Smothers because he makes low-budget porn movies.
Hold on a second.
That's a whole topic.
You mean, wait, we've got Dick Smothers of the Smothers Brothers.
The Smothers Brothers.
Of Tom and Dick, the
and
Smothers
then
Brothers.
Dick Jr. is his son who's in porn?
Yes.
Now why don't
but
we
not
get
good
him
porn.
Now why do we get him as a guest?
Oh like, yeah,
Cinemax
there's
porn.
A guest.
Really?
Oh, like what? Just a Skinomax or like just a
that's where I've
soft
seen his
porn.
Work. Yeah, but I imagine he probably does hardcore as well.
Where did you find it? Where was it hiding in your brain? How
I
did
had
you
it
know this?
Right behind Schultz's coat.
He really wants Schultz's coat.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. I can only do so much, Mike. I already bought him a wig and a Nazi knife.
I will be online tonight looking for Schultz's coat.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I got a boxing football one for you.
Oh, we've put it to, we've laid it to rest.
Sorry. No,
good.
Didn't make it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I don't respect it enough. Roy Jones Jr.
That's probably the same boxing one that the last guy was going to give
Roy
us.
Roy Jones Jr., good one.
Yes,
good
it
one.
Is.
One more. And then Tony Shalhoub will be coming on the show
Ooh,
next. Great.
Fantastic.
And he doesn't have 160 vacuum cleaners.
Good. That's exciting.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Samples, comma,
no.
Junior.
No.
Over, wrong.
Horrible. Over, done, goodbye. See you at the wake. Be right back with Tony Shalhoub.
This is the Don and Mike Show.